Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
What are you guys doing here?
What are you doing here? Wait, are you doing a podcast right now?
Welcome to the Robin Holly Show podcast.
My phone it just froze on like two screens, and then I got into this screen, and then it froze like with those also on the screen.
That's fun. I love technology. It's fun. You look amazing, by the way. But getting ready for this interview, I was singing, Holly, put your bra on. What a little earworm that is. There's a lot. You've got a lot going on. There's a laundry. I was like, we don't have time in this interview to talk about all the exciting things that have been happening with you.
Hell yeah, we do.
Let's talk about the bra song, though. Can you tell me about this song, how it came about? What is the story behind this? What is the story behind it? Did you have a bra on while you wrote it? That's a rude question.
Yes. Because it's not even a real question. We were at a writing retreat, which means since there were five other individuals in the house, I would have done that out of being so polite.
That's so nice.
But we were there at that cabin. I think this is the first song we wrote for the Lindyville project. And of course, Pillbox Patty, Nicolette Hayford says, I was going to say Becky put your bra on, but Ashley wrote a song the other day called Becky. And she was like, how's Brenda? And we were all like, Brenda put your bra on. It's honestly, it's about the trailer park that Pillbox Patty grew up in. And her stepsister used to literally pull her outside to watch the neighbors fight.
You know what, when I saw her at the CMAs, I also grew up in a trailer park similar. We have single wide stories together. I had like a dumpster right out. So I felt like I understood this song. I get it. And that's why I really liked it. And I really love the earworm of it. Just the
bra-on.
And it's just I don't know, all the things that you do and who you are is so, I don't want to say it because it sounds cheesy, like very female empowerment and like uplifting. And I just want to say thank you for that. Yeah.
Yeah. And it's not like we're like, let's write something female empowering. It's just, it just so happens that what we naturally are is super cool.
Because on that song, you have two super females, Keely Hammock and Pillbox Patty, which are big personalities as well. Yeah. And what is that? How did you join up together with them? I mean, it doesn't surprise me, but what's the story with that when you first met them?
Well, Pillbox being one of the writers on the whole project. And then we get down to where we're deciding who all the singers should be. And we know that as the writers of the project, it's really important that us songwriters be voices on the record. And then we were like, okay, but we need some other voices, other characters. And we're like, oh yes, TJ Osborne for Play Ball. Everybody's like, oh, absolutely. And when John Osborne and I said, we're thinking Keely Hammock to accompany Brandi Clark and Pillbox Patty and myself. And everybody was like, oh my God, yes.
Yes.
Because she is a big personality and she's a vocal athlete.
Mm-hmm. And she's a wonderful person as well, which I think helps.
She's like a Disney princess in that. Yes, animals love her, but I would love to see her represented as a Disney princess because she has such a green thumb. Like she everything blooms. Yes.
Around her. I love that. And speaking of strong females as well, can we talk about your mom and the new song? And I love seeing on social media, you including your mom, and she's musical too. And that must be where you get it from. Cause I saw her singing with you. Yeah. Is it start with your mom?
We all sing in my family, not like the Von Trapp family or anything.
Yeah.
Right. It's similar in that we all knew how to stand when we were being spoken to. My dad played and sang, but not much. But all of us kids had the ability to sing and sang in church together, of course. But my mom and I think, spent the most time together. And I started singing harmony at a really, really young age, like 3 or 4 years old. She was listening to Ricky Skaggs live in London. And she said, "What are you doing?" And I said, "I'm singing the harmony." And she always encouraged that. So yeah, and my mother has a beautiful voice. It's wonderful to be able to include her on some things.
I just love seeing the relationship too between you guys when you're posting videos. And can you tell me about the new song, "Light On in the Kitchen"? Because that is inspired by her, or you tell me.
Yeah, it's Connie Harrington. So it's me, Connie Harrington, Jesse Alexander. And Connie Harrington says the phrase, you know, like, "What do we think about writing this? What do we think about, you know?" And she says, "A light on in the kitchen." And we all went, "Ooh, ooh, that makes me feel all kinds of things, like warm. There's always a light on in my kitchen. Always one on in mama's. Always, my sister always has one on, even if it's just the refrigerator light." Okay. So we just could kind of start to feel things come out of this. And then, you know, we know that that light is on for comfort. We know that it is in all of those households all across the country. But then we were like, there were other things that were really effortless, very small effort, that lots of women in our lives did, knowingly or unknowingly, shaping us into who we were going to be as women.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And so that's, so it's yes, definitely inspired by my mother, and but all of our mothers and our sisters and people that just kind of had a hand in raising us. And so we included some of that advice in the song. But then what happened after that? So we write the song and I sent it to my mom and I sent it to my Aunt Gloria. And I'm just sending it to women that I'm like, "Oh my gosh." And what has slowly developed since that song was written is now sometimes instead of saying, just saying, "I love you." Mm-hmm. Well, I'll get a text from my Aunt Gloria who lives in Michigan and it'll be her bedtime or whatever. Maybe I'm going to the stage. And I'll get a text message that says, "I left the light on for you."
That's so.
So it's also a way to say, "I'm thinking of you."
Yes. That's right. So.
And that same comfort.
Oh, that makes me, gives me chills. Right? It makes me want to cry. Actually, stop.
I know. So that same comfort that you get from being around with a light on in the kitchen, you can, now we've just figured out that we can get by saying, "I miss you. And I've got the kitchen light on for you."
Oh my God, that's so
Which is also what? Like, if you need me, I'm here, right?
Yeah. Oh yeah. It's there's so many layers to that with like the light and the kitchen is just like the place where everybody gathers. Like, it's like the heart of any home as well.
And I've started noticing how sacred that feels. Like, I've written songs, like when you go over to somebody's house, you typically end up in the kitchen. Uh-huh. And my best friend and I, when we were younger and we were both broke as we could be, and we would buy a 6-pack of beer and a pack of Marlboro Lights and light those off of the gas stove in the kitchen. And now when I've got friends over and we're all standing around and talking about how wonderful or how terrible or how adverse our lives are, when we're all gathered in my kitchen, I try to take time and step back and go, "This is so important. Mm-hmm. This is so sacred." Nobody told me how important kitchens were, but I sure found out.
That's actually a gift to be able to do that in the moment when you know you're in the moment and you can cherish that moment for what it is instead of looking back on it. Let's talk about the Grammys and the moment at the Grammys, because we haven't gotten a chance to talk about that. Who's the first person that you called
mom
afterwards? Okay. That's what I thought. Cause I have a close relationship with my mom. That would have been too. What did she say? I'm obviously.
Right. And she doesn't know how to watch, right? She knows them at the pre-tells, but doesn't know how to watch. And so after that, I had to walk back to the hotel after pre-tells to do a little securing of this garment, it was a great garment. And we were just like, "I need a little more peace of mind." So we're walking back to the hotel, click, clock, click, clock, like Clydesdales. And hello. "Hey mom, I'm walking back to the hotel." Just like had a little bit of a conversation. "Okay, honey, well, you look beautiful." I said, "Okay, we won." "What?" "What?" "Yeah, we won." She said, "Oh my goodness." It was beautiful. I was like, "Okay, I gotta go. I'm walking back to the hotel."
I love how you just bluntly put it out. "Oh, by the way, we won.
We won.
We won." Yeah. Oh God, just that's like, so great.
drop a little subtle bomb like that. Like, hi, yeah. Mom, I just won my first Grammy.
Like, you know, no big deal. Where are you going to put that Grammy at? Do you know? Place?
Everything is together right now. All of the awards that I've won thus far are together. I'm out of space, period, which is a nice place to
terrible.
Be.
Terrible. Yeah, it's terrible.
And now I have a Grammy and a member of the Grand Ole Opry statue to place. And I think they deserve their own separate places.
Like their own little...
Yeah.
Do you put them in different rooms or you just keep them as like a sister?
All of the ones I've got that are all together are in the guest bathroom.
Okay.
Because everybody uses the bathroom. They have to look at them.
But like, how fun is that? Like to have like, oh, do you need to go to the
bathroom? Also, they can like take selfies.
Yeah. And like, so great.
And I think these deserve to be seen by everyone and recognized that like they have their own place. Like, these aren't bathroom trophies.
Right, right. You're like, no. There was one question I always have wondered about you. I feel like this is, correct me if I'm wrong, but because of your song, I feel like there's a high school girl or girls that were jerks, right? Like, saw the videos. Does any one of them ever reached out to you in any which way? Okay, I'm just wondering. Just curious.
Zilch.
They have to be so, I would be embarrassed for myself. Like they have to be.
Yeah. Yeah. And so, I guess that kind of points out that I haven't thought about them in a long time, but.
Yeah, I'm sorry. Sorry to bring them up. I just wondered, do they apologize or like, hey, I was a kid. I was a jerk and I should have been a better person.
I would understand that if that were to happen and they were to say, I was a kid and I was a jerk. I would say, yeah, you were. And it's okay. Cause I was too. It's all right.
Oh, I say so many dumb things. And I was like, oh, that was like 18-year-old me. I'm so sorry. Like that's, you know,
Especially like tattoos. When you look at them and you go, I got that on purpose. I got that on me.
I remember my boyfriend in high school got a tattoo that said skulls, like a skull that said, just smoke it. And then later in life, he was so not him. And he ended up getting like a big flower on it. And I was like, okay, that fits you a lot
there
better.
You go.
I thought that all about you all along. I'm so glad you changed that. can we before we get going, can we talk about Lindyville Live as well? Like,
yeah,
this was like the
totally
most fun show ever in the history of shows.
It's like being at the playground with your friends for an hour and a half.
I was like, oh my God, I wish I would have got this, you know, when you're like shows that you miss and you're like, darn it, I wish I would have gone to that. That would be one of the shows that I wish I would have been to. And you brought, I don't know what the proper term, drag queens on the stage. And I know there's something going on with Nashville.
There is. That's
a whole thing.
Which I thought was strange.
It was strange, but I thought that was important that you brought them out on there. And I was like, yes. 100%.
Yeah. So for Gospel Night at the Strip Club, you know, we had strippers at the video when we were filming the video, lovely performers. Yeah. And then I thought, oh, we should do strippers at the Ryman. I thought, it's hard to, because they're the tools that they use to do their craft are real heavy. I didn't want to damage the Ryman stage. And then I was like, oh man, it sucks. We can't do that. And then I was like, but we can have performers. We can have drag performers.
Yeah.
And I happen to know a couple that are just absolutely gorgeous. And
yeah.
So then I was like, can we do that? And of course my team, they were like, oh yeah, that seems like that would make total sense. Then this bill got put in place or like it's going through its process of being a law or something, which I think is a really strange law to make. But then I thought, well, now I'm not going to tell my friends that they're not coming to the playground with us.
No. Yeah.
Absolutely
yeah.
not. Now they have
to. Right. Now it's like kind of a little bit more of a thing. Yeah. I just saw a little thing on my TikTok because it's not really in our like news, essentially, if you're outside of Nashville, I think. But I thought it was actually kind of more important. And I was like, hey, I want to commend you. Like, thank you for including them as well on the stage, even amongst
Right. I'm a performer and I'd rather not be told what I can and can't wear. So, you know, it's just, we're performers, all of us.
Yeah. I really appreciate that. And by the way, Jelly Roll too, your tour with Jelly Roll, speaking of friends,
oh my gosh,
having fun. Okay. And then are you bringing, I'm going to assume you're bringing that kind of joy of Lindyville Live and now on tour with the Jelly Roll. Yes. Can you tell me about how that came about? Does Jelly Roll call you, or what is happening there? How does this all come about?
We've been trying to get together for a while because I was introduced to his music and then I was like, oh my gosh. And then Pillbox Patty went on tour with him and she was like, dude, he's so awesome. And I'm like, please tell him I love him. And we were together like CMA Fest during thing when everybody's running around like crazy anyway.
Yeah.
And then I went to the house the other day and we were going to sit out and write a little bit. And he was like, I think we should tour together. And I was like, I think we should tour together. And he said, no, I'm being serious. I think me, you struggle. And I was like, absolutely. I would be on board for that. So we sat and made stuff rhyme that day. And then a couple of days later, of course, my management team calls and goes, hey, we got some dates with Jelly Roll. And I was like, yes, absolutely. So now we finally get to be the friends that we knew we were going to be.
And this is so exciting. And I'm very excited about this. So we look forward to the tour. Thank you so much for the music. Congratulations on all the success with everything. It's just, I really, truly am very, very happy for you. I just really like you. We're just a fan. So,
Well, you and I have always gotten along. So I can't wait till I get up there and I can see you.
Well, you're a badass. And I really appreciate that. I think I got a little bit of that in me as well. Not as much as you, but you're just wonderful.
We all have different amounts at different times.
This is true. This is true.
And if somebody pushed your badass button, it comes on.
That's true. I did grow up in that trailer park and there, I always say there's a lot, I go, please don't make me go back to that trailer park inside. That's what,
you can take the girl out of the trailer park, but you cannot get all of the trailer park out of that girl.
Amen. I love you, Ashley. Have a great day and enjoy. We can't wait to see you come to our town. So thank you so much.
I'll see you soon.
Thanks for listening to the Rob and Holly Show podcast. Follow us at Rob and Holly Show and listen weeknights on Odyssey Country and the free Odyssey app. AUDACY.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
O'Reilly Auto Parts.